Matt is done here from Verity Baptist Manila, and I wanted to provide you another video on the topic of repentance of sins and talk about Simon from Acts chapter 8. Now, people that believe you have to repent of your sins to be saved, they would look at this story with Simon and think this is a good example of that. This is what the Bible says in Acts chapter 8, starting at verse number 18. And when Simon saw that through laying on of the apostles' hands the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money, saying, "Give me also this power, that on whomsoever I lay hands he may receive the Holy Ghost." And so Simon wants this power. He offers them money. What does it say in verse 20? But Peter said unto him, "Thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. Thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter, for thy heart is not right in the sight of God." Notice verse 22. "Repent therefore of this thy wickedness, and pray God if perhaps the thought of thine heart may be forgiven thee." So they would look at Acts 8:22 and say, well, Peter told him, repent. And so there you go. You got to repent of your sins to be saved. Well, hold on a second. Let's look at the context from Acts chapter 8, going back to verse 13, okay? Or let's go to verse 12. "But when they believed Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women." Verse 13, "Then Simon himself believed also. And when he was baptized, he continued with Philip and wondered, beholding the miracles and signs which were done." The narrator says Simon believed also. This is not a false conversion, because the narrator is very clear. Simon also believes. What must I do to be saved? And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." So Simon is a believer. So when you go later on in the chapter, and Peter's telling him to repent, we'll realize that Peter is telling a saved person to repent. But you say, well, you know, just perhaps the thought of thine heart may be forgiven thee. He must be unsaved. No, we as believers, after we get saved, we need to stay right with God. Not because we'll lose our salvation, because the Bible is very clear, you can't lose your salvation, but because of the fact we need to have a daily cleansing with God. It's just like, for example, with my son. When my son breaks my rules, I'm going to punish him. If he wants to have a good relationship with me, a close relationship, he needs to say he's sorry when he screws up. And we need to do the same with God, and daily get our heart right with God and say, "God, forgive me for screwing up today. Please help me do better tomorrow." We need to constantly be in a state where we're getting right with God. But in terms of heaven and hell, that's determined when you believe on Jesus Christ. And so Simon, in verse 13, it says Simon believed also. Simon was saved, but his heart was not right. And so Peter's telling him, hey, you need to get right with God. You need to repent of your wickedness, because it's a very wicked thing what he said, wanting to give money for this gift. The Bible, though, is very clear in terms of salvation. Simon was already saved. Why? Because salvation is based on believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Thank you, and God bless.